Hello, and welcome to Bedtime Babies. Tonight's guest, we have author Cindy Freeland, and she will be reading her story, Jordan and the Jellyfish. Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, first part of the story of the interview, we're going to be talking about all about you and getting to know you and have a brief interview and just, you know, a little one-on-one.
Okay,
so,
sure.
Great, Cindy. Thanks for having you, first of all. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
Great. Cindy, I want to ask you a few questions. How long have you been an author?
I've been a published author for maybe 2 years, but I started writing my books probably about 15 years ago.
Awesome. And how many books do you have out right now?
I have 18 books so far, self-published.
Wow. 18 self-published books?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And what drives you as an author?
I just like to see the kids smile and parents happy about subjects that their kids can learn about.
Great. And in your area, do you do a lot of events and, you know, things that you can incorporate your books in so you can be known or seen as an author?
Yes, I try to go to events that are around the bay, oyster festivals and seafood festivals, which are fun because I enjoy getting out and seeing the water wherever they are, where they're located, and also the people and events. I've always been crafty myself, so I enjoy seeing the crafters. And since I've been involved in a lot of the crafts, I know a lot of people around the craft places.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, and you say you're in the Bay Area, right?
Yes.
Is that California?
Yes. No, it's Maryland.
Maryland.
It's the
Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome,
right.
Awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that big bridge over there. That really, you guys
mm-hmm.
have that long bridge,
right.
Very close to the water.
Bay. Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of that bridge.
I used to be, but I'm not anymore since I've been going over it quite often. I've found that recently, I don't even really think about it. I just look outside and look at the water, and it's calming.
Nice. Now, how did you come up with your characters?
The first one, Jordan the Jellyfish, where the book that I'm going to be reading tonight, later today, is based on a jellyfish that stung my daughter in real life.
Oh.
So that's how I got started on the first story, Jordan the Jellyfish. And
wonderful.
Then I like alliteration, so since...
Mm-hmm.
Jellyfish starts with a J, I decided to name her Jordan, also starting with a J.
Okay. I apologize. Jordan is the name of the jellyfish.
Yes.
Okay. See, I was a little confused. I was like, is Jordan and the jellyfish? Like, is Jordan your daughter's name? And then Okay. So that's how you came up with one of your characters.
Mm-hmm.
So based on your books, I know you do a lot of books about, you know, the Chesapeake Bay, you know, animals. I don't want to say animals.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you come up with the characters? Just basically you're, like, sitting on the beach or at the bay and you're, you know, just out there enjoying the nice weather and it just comes to you?
Well, the first one, as I said, Jordan the Jellyfish, is based on true events because my youngest daughter, Andrea,
mm-hmm.
was stung by a jellyfish at Sandy Point State Park, and that's where the story takes place. But then she has a friend, Jordan has a friend named Curtis the Crab, and then I decided to make a story about him, and
okay.
then I'm also doing, so it's the characters that are in the first book, I'm making them, they're having their own stories.
Their own stories.
Right.
Okay. Okay, understandable. That's a great way to expand on your book, definitely. As an author, what is the one book, like, you remember as a child that, like, kind of stayed with you all the way to this day, like, that made an impact on you?
I like Little Women.
Oh, I love that. I remember that.
And it was given to me by Miss Stone because of my great attendance.
Oh.
And she gave me this, at the time, it was a huge paperback book that I've read several times since then.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the movies, of course, but Little Women, because they were always so determined and they always had hardships and they overcame
yes.
them all.
Yes, definitely. Did that teacher have any impact on you as far as you becoming an author?
No.
No, not at all?
No, not at all.
Okay, so what did impact you to become an author?
Well, the first book that I started writing, which, as I said, was a long time ago, but I didn't publish until about 2 years ago, I decided to write is about teenagers trying to get jobs. So decided to try to help them with interviews and resumes because my daughters found work at 14, 15, 16-year-old, but I didn't think others would have that easy of a time finding work at that young age, so I figured maybe I'd try to help them. So I guess it was just, and most of my books are because of my love of children and animals.
Okay. I kind of share that passion with you because
That's
definitely
good.
I have a love for children, and I'm not a, how can I say, I love animals, but I'm kind of a scaredy cat, so I'm not like wanting to be like up close and personal with them. I love them from a distance, and
okay.
I hate anything that has to do with animal cruelty. I really despise people who harm animals. I think it's like one of the worst things you can do, you know, outside of like harming another human being.
It is. It's horrible.
It is very horrible. And the next 5 years, what do you see yourself?
I would like to write as many children's books as I can. I'm planning at least 10 in the Chesapeake Bay Adventure Series.
Nice.
At least 10 books, and I've written 3 already, and I published 3, actually, and then I have another 3 that I've written, and then I'm planning at least another 5 more.
Oh, wow. That's very good, very good. And you are, all your books are self-published, or you have anything going through, like, a publishing company?
None are through a publishing. They're all self-published.
That's beautiful. I love that. I definitely do. So, I mean, it's a lot of work. It's, like, people don't realize. They think that, you know, if you go through a publisher, it's just, you know, it's easier. But if you self-publish, they say, well, you know, you get everything, you know, 100% is yours. All of the profits, but yes, all of the profits is yours, but you also have to do all of the work, all of the advertising, the marketing, you know, all the footwork that's involved in, you know, getting your books out there.
That is true.
Not an easy, you know, it's not an easy job, but I think it's a very rewarding job.
Yes, it sure is.
As far as marketing, what is a tip that you could share with, you know, some of the listeners who may be very interested in maybe writing their own books one day? What would you say is the best way to market so far?
I came across this just this weekend. There was a gentleman who was at an event with me, and he noticed and mentioned that a lot of authors are very shy, and they put their book on Amazon and expect it to sell. That isn't going to work, especially self-publishers.
Yes.
You have to get out and show your face, and you have to talk to people. You have to tell them why you wrote the book and what, you know, what's of interest, why they should buy it. And they want to get to know you and establish a relationship with you before they're going to buy from you. That's just like any other business. So I suggest that authors get out and show their face and go to as many events as possible.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. The more they see you, the more you're in the public eye, the more known you'll become, and, you know, make yourself a household name. Why not?
Right.
Definitely. Now, if you could read at a live television show, like, which one of your books would it be that you would read, you know, as a live televised show, and why would you pick that book?
Well, right now, probably Jordan the Jellyfish. It's my first book. And it's the one that is most popular now. But I think some of the other ones that I've written but are not published yet, I may do another one that is based in a camp. And it's about being outside activity instead of sitting inside and watching TV and things like that.
Yes.
So I think that would be one that I would share on TV.
Okay, that's
wonderful.
And that's
wonderful. Olivia the Osprey.
Okay, Olivia the Osprey. I love the fact that your character is like the title and the name actually go together.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yes. Do you ever see your books as being more than just books?
Well, I am looking into cartoons. Mm-hmm. Several people have told me that they would make wonderful cartoons on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking into that. And I do have tote bags and T-shirts that match for Jordan
nice.
The Jellyfish so
mm-hmm.
far.
Okay. And what else did I want to ask you? I want you to tell the readers a little bit more about yourself. Just, you know, tell us about you. Who is the author Cindy Freeland?
Well, I worked at a major health insurance company in Washington, D.C. for 25 years. And I started my own business, Maryland Secretarial Services, mm-hmm. in 1997. I live in Bowie, Maryland, and with my family and my dog, who started barking when we first started the interview, so I had to come into another room. I have a pond in my backyard that has a chipmunk living near it, which is the basis of another story that I wrote called Chester the Chipmunk. And I hope to release that one this year as well.
Okay.
And it has goldfish and frogs, and I enjoy nature.
I
like coloring.
Mm-hmm.
I live about a half a mile from my parents, who have been married for 63 years.
Wow.
So it's wonderful being able to go run over there and take care of them if I need to.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I like crafts. I like doing crafts and painting and coloring and yard work, gardening, walking on the beach. And I'm a very calm, patient person.
Wow, that's great.
That's about it. There's not a whole lot to me.
Well, that is a lot. That's a lot to know. That's you know, it gives the readers or the listeners actually a lot more of, you know, who you are as an author, like, the person behind the books, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, another thing I wanted to talk to you about was, you mentioned your dog. Is your dog in any of your stories?
There is a dog, but the dog is not, it's not owned by any of the family members. It's just a dog that's at the beach.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't incorporated my dog in any of the stories yet.
Oh, okay. That was going to ask you, do you think you ever, like, introduce him into his own story?
Oh, I might.
Oh,
yeah,
that would be awesome.
I might do that.
Great. Now, last question, and it's just basically, how can the listeners get in contact with you? How can they reach out to you? How can they order your book? You know, where can they find you?
Okay. Well, basically, all they have to do is type in my name, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Freeland, F-R-E-L-A-N-D, into a search bar on the internet, and I come up with thousands of places on the internet.
Awesome.
But also they can find me on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Cindy Freeland with one E, and my website for the kids' books for the Chesapeake Bay is the letter C for Chesapeake, C Bay Kids Books. .com. CBayKidsBooks.com.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cindy, thank you so much for this interview. I had a great time interviewing you. You were a wonderful author to interview. Very intriguing. I love the fact that you have so much going on, even though you don't think you do.
Oh, thanks very much, Vanessa. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. And thanks for also telling the listeners all about you as an author, who you are, the person behind the books. We look forward to hearing Jordan and the Jellyfish in our next, you know, segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to have a great night, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.